The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, January 17, 2023. According to a recent report of the organization Oxfam International, while the fortune of the rich grows, more than 820 million people go hungry, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez criticized Monday. In a message on his Twitter account, the foreign minister underscored the figures of the document that evidence the underlying inequity in the current system of global economic relations. Oxfam stated that the richest 1% of the world's population monopolizes 45.6% of global wealth, while the poorest half owns only 0.75%, wrote the head of the Cuban diplomacy. He added that while the fortune of an elite grows, over 820 million approximately worldwide goes hungry. This Monday, Oxfam International published a report entitled Survival of the Richest, which concludes that several factors have coincided in the world to cause an explosion of inequality. The research points out that climate change, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and other elements have created an unprecedented crisis in which millions of human beings are facing hunger, inflation, and lack of access to necessities. The National Secretary of the French Communist Party, Fabien Roussel, said that he is working to launch a major campaign in France in solidarity with Cuba and against the U.S. blockade, with the participation of associations, unions, progressive parties, and elected authorities. In declarations to Prensa Latina, the former presidential candidate underlined that the objective of the initiative, which will be launched soon, is the political pressure against the economic, commercial and financial siege applied by Washington to the island for more than six decades, which he described as an attack on human rights. Cuba suffers the harshest and longest blockade ever imposed on people, which is unacceptable, warned the deputy for the North Department, who condemned the hostility of the United States towards the small country, even intensified amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Roussel insisted on the right of the Antillean nation to choose its destiny and to have the necessary means to undertake it. Colombia's National Institute for Drug and Food Surveillance, INVIMA, confirmed Monday in Bogota that the South American nation is authorized to export beef, pork, poultry, dairy products, and meat derivatives to Cuba. The permit was the result of the audit carried out by the National Center for Animal Health, SENASA, of the Antillean country last November and December. To strengthen cooperation between both parties and guarantee the fluid food trade, the INVIMA received a Cuban delegation and worked in close coordination with the Colombian Agricultural Institute, with the support of entities linked to the sector and the commercial establishments concerned, the health authorities specified in a communique. The document detailed that they have the support of the Colombian Foreign Ministry and the Cuban Embassy. INVIMA stressed that the recognition of Colombia's official inspection system granted for a period of 2 years translates into new export opportunities. And in the international agenda, we have that great expectations have been created in Mexico by the information that the United States will reveal the dirty business of mafioso Genaro García Luna with government officials. This was revealed exclusively to the newspaper Milenio by Santiago Nieto, former head of the Financial Intelligence Unit and current head of the Hidalgo State Attorney General's Office. Nieto indicated that García Luna's business was with different instances of previous governments of former presidents Finance, Felipe Calderón, of whom he was Security Secretary, and Enrique Peña Nieto, with whose officials he continued to be linked in mafia relations until his terms end in 2018. The official assured all these details will come to light in the process starting this week, when the New York court that will try him determines whether or not to sentence him to life imprisonment as requested by the prosecution that should already be formed. Nieto points out that they have already sent documentation to the United States that proves Garcia Luna's dealings with different federal and state officials valued in millions of dollars. Meanwhile, Uruguay's Association of Former Political Prisoners, CRISOL, persists in searching for those missing during the dictatorship in Uruguay. Members of CRISOL made their remarks during an act commemorating the 50th anniversary of the first time that the Uruguayan armed forces transferred to Punta de Rieles prison women prisoners who had been concentrated in military barracks in 1972. On behalf of the Association, Nelida Fontora emphasized that they will not stop until they know where their comrades, who are still unaccounted for, are located. Fontora pointed out that there are still persons responsible for those crimes and who know the whereabouts of the victims. The civic military dictatorship and state terrorism left us deep traces, which we continue and will continue to drag all our lives, she emphasized. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.